Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're right back to the front lines of history in the making, and we're going right to the lines themselves. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, something from the good pile. It looks like the crazy lunatic roadshow, that being Trump and the former talk show guy, Bill O'Reilly, the wheels are falling off that. But the two politicians right now that I just really love, one of them, the governor of Florida, is now trying to get Dr. Fauci put in jail. And the other one, I give my all-time hypocrite award, the good senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul. Railing, first of all, he had the audacity to wire right the White House, and they had already done it from what I had heard, declared Kentucky a disaster area, you know, more or less prodding them to get off the pot and get on this right away. And then they played a clip of him on the Senate floor railing on money going to all the different hurricane relief funds. We don't have that money. We just don't. And crying foul there. And the guy, you know, the best thing his colleagues could do when he starts speaking, somebody should just pull the plug on his microphone. He is an absolute joke.
Well, you know, you hit three things. I'm going to hit all three of them quick. You know, Rand Paul is such a disliked individual that he was out mowing the lawn. This is a year or two ago, a couple of years ago. And a neighbor ran over and beat the hell out of him. Now, I don't countenance that. I think that's wrong. That was very wrong, and the guy was charged. But, you know, you might have a neighbor who disagrees with you on where you put the garbage cards or something. I mean, if you incite that kind of dislike with your own neighbor, he's bad news. And the hurricane relief that he was opposed to frequently was, and this happened with the, and it's sad to say, when Hurricane Sandy came in New Jersey, a lot of those people on the Tea Party and the right would not vote for any disaster relief for any Democratic state, especially in the Northeast. And what happened is in the House, of course, Rand Paul's in the Senate, but in the House, Boehner was the Speaker, and the only way he could run the government on that side, he really was not a bad guy. He'd get all the Republican votes he could, and it wasn't enough. And then he'd go to Nancy Pelosi and say, I need 19 Democratic votes and for a worthy cause like that, and she'd give it to him. And then the Tea Party squeezed him out. They got Paul Ryan. Then he got squeezed out. That's a sick party. And DeSantis, you know, this obsession with Fauci. I mean, Fauci is the nicest, most grandfather-looking guy I think I've ever seen. He has death threats. He has security. And DeSantis is not the only Republican who wants him in jail. For what? For saying wear a mask? Get vaccinated? So Fauci should go to jail? These are a sick people. It's a sick, sick party. And you're right, the Trump and the Bill O'Reilly dog and pony show has a lot of unsold tickets. The concern I have is this, that that's a good sign. But the other thing is he is at 44% in the polls with Biden at 45. And 68% of the Republican Party bought the lie from him that there was something wrong with the last election. He's a sick individual and he's communicated his sickness to the country. Go back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning. Great show as usual, Matt. You know, I don't know, have you been following all the information that's coming out about what happened on January 6th? It's just amazing to me, you know, how they wanted that PowerPoint, you know, things to do, and then the emails back and forth, how... You know, they were going to maybe stop at the A's and stop at Arizona and not, count the ones that were, I think, contested. I mean, that wasn't the verbiage that they used. And then it would go back to their legislators. But we already were ready in the state of Wisconsin because the Republicans in our state held their secret meeting and already had their electorate all ready to go in the state of Wisconsin, an illegal electorate claiming Trump won, and we already had our real electorate with Biden winning. And this just amazes me because I can't wait. You know what? At first I was ticked about Gableman. But boy, the evidence is piling up
right, as
these criminals try to pull a big fraud on us over our democracy, our legal elections, and I hope they all get thrown in the slammer. Because this
Gene, you're raising a couple of issues that are essential. I want to comment them right now because they're the most important, I think, facing us on the attack on democracy. On January 6th, it got so bad, there was that PowerPoint that was sent around, and Meadows did produce it finally to the committee. And the PowerPoint simply showed, it said that Trump should declare a state of national emergency once he lost the election, say that the Chinese, and believe it or not, the Venezuelans, had taken over our electronic voting. It was illegitimate, and therefore, for the good of the country, he was going to stay on and ask Congress to resolve it. And the problem with that is, if it goes to the Congress under the Constitution, it's the House of Representatives, not the Senate, and each state gets one vote. You don't get it by majority because Pelosi has the majority, and something like 30 states have Republican majorities in their congressional delegations, like we do, for instance. Ours is six. Well, right now it's five Republicans and three Democrats, even though the vote is 50-50 because of gerrymandering, and they would have put Trump in. And in the PowerPoint and the email, one guy says, this could be controversial. And Meadows comes back and goes, I love it. Mark Meadows is chief of staff. I love it. Do not take anything for granted. In Wisconsin, three Supreme Court justices in our state voted not to certify Biden. Three of them. These are very, very, they're smart women, they're well-educated, they're on the Supreme Court, and they voted to attack our democracy. If Brian Hagedorn had not, even though he's a Republican and probably voted for Trump, hadn't stood tall and joined the three Democrats and said, no, we are going to certify him, he won it, it would be up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court, quite frankly, is 6-3 Republican. Our democracy, to some extent, is hanging by a thread in the six contested states. And everybody goes, oh, well, you know, there's 50 states. 44 of them don't matter. Everybody knows Alabama is Republican. Everybody knows New York is Democratic. It doesn't matter. What matters are Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and in this case, Georgia. In this case, Georgia, although you could throw Virginia in there because they have a Republican governor who has his hand in the till on the voting thing. So what are we going to do about it? 11 states have passed laws that say the equivalent of their Vosses and Gablemans will vote, count the vote next time. Gerrymandered legislatures, illegitimate legislatures. Stalin said, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. The Republicans know that. They know that. They're going to count the votes and they're going to throw out Democratic votes, and their Republican judges, three of them in this state, will uphold that. Is this inevitable? No, they've already passed these laws. I will say, and this is an extraordinary sanction, but I'm going to say it right now. Where is Merrick Garland? How about Joe Biden? Joe doesn't have to say it right now, but at some point he's going to say, these are federal elections for Congress and the presidency. You don't let the various states, dominated by some of the same sentiments that we saw during the Civil War, decide who are going to be their federal representatives and their procedures. Their voters will decide. So therefore, I will activate the National Guard in every state. And I will, if I have to, I will send in federal agents and they'll administer the voting. And that voting will be counted. And Garland should be bringing lawsuits in all these states, not just mealy mouth lawsuits about, well, there aren't enough Hispanics in this district or African Americans in that district. Those are important issues. Don't get me wrong. But that isn't what the issue is here. Garland should be involved in litigation in every one of these states. And at some point, if the U.S. Supreme Court upholds that, they've got to be impeached. They've got to be impeached. They've already played pussyfoot in Texas, leaving in effect a law that lets neighbors rat on neighbors. $10,000 they get if a woman's going to go to have an abortion, and they squeal on them. Stalin, with Laurent and Berry, was the head of the secret police in Russia in the 30s and 40s. He was a sadist and a murderer. Laurent and Berry was, and Stalin was as well. They would encourage children to rat on their parents. They'd put people on radio, and they go, you know, my name is Ivan so-and-so, and I heard my parents last night when they thought I was asleep saying things that were bad about Stalin, the state, and their parents would go to the gulag or get executed, and these kids would be, you know, get an order of Lenin, that kind of thing. Now, that's going on in Texas right now, and the Supreme Court has upheld that so far. They may overturn it, I don't know. But the federal judiciary exists on its legitimacy. It doesn't have a police force. It does not have an army. And if the federal government populated by Republicans takes away your right to vote for president, at that point, there's got to be impeachment at least. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.